Now, next on Radio Verulam, we look at a new children's ebook, Gowdo's Gift. So, Ellen Along and Trevor Young join us now. And they are animators and designers, and they are here to talk about a children's ebook, which is available through Apple iBook Store. Welcome to the programme. Hi there.
Hello.
Hiya.
Right, so this is something that is a new project for you, is it?
It is. It's our first book. So it's a digital animated book for children.
And what does that mean? Just give us a bit of a sort of an idea about what that really means.
So basically, on each page, each sort of illustration is actually a moving illustration. So it's like a little world in itself. So it's a little loop, and there's lots of detail in there. So you can see all sorts of things moving with sound. And the narrator of the book, which is King Gowdo, actually narrates, and his lips sort of sink. So it looks like he's actually talking to you.
Right, and that is somebody we might know. I think I know who you mean. Because you told me earlier on, and I know him as George.
Yes, George from George and Mildred. So people of a certain
age will remember him. But Brian Murphy is his name. Very nice.
He was a lovely man, and he had the perfect voice. So we had him into a recording studio, and even him just getting ready vocally just sounded absolutely perfect for the character.
Right, and you don't have to be old to remember George, because in actual fact, they're repeating those all the time in daytime television, aren't they?
Okay. He's in Last of Summer Wine, I think.
Yes.
Indeed. And so that's great. And we can sort of like just simply go to the Apple iBook store and get hold of this, can we?
Well, to find out more, if you could go to Gowdo's Gift, which is the title of the book, so it's gowdosgift.com. And that's G-A-L-D-O-S, gift.com. And there's a link there that you can go to. And also there's extra things that you can find out about.
We've got sort of animation sort of activities as well for children sort of maybe during the half-term week. So making their own animations, their own sort of superheroes, basically. So, yeah, that's all on the website.
And what was the inspiration behind it?
Well, we're both from a sort of background in film. Trevor actually used to work on special effects of feature films, and I was actually working doing model making for film. And we wanted to make something together, and something funny and entertaining, and just sort of give a lift to the day.
And is it something really sort of different? I mean, has it got a really good USB, as they say?
Yes, absolutely. It's a very enhanced ebook. I think when people hear the word ebook, they have a certain preconception of it being quite a aged sort of stuffy thing. But we've really pushed it to the limit. So the fact that it's got movies on every page, that it's got pop-up definitions for the more challenging words.
There's a puzzle in the book, and it's just a really sort of fun, moving, animated with sound effects. It's everything we thought of. It made us laugh, and we sort of tried it out, and quite a few kids went into the local schools, and they love it, so hopefully more people will.
Yeah. And it can be personalised as well, so you can, at the start of the book where it says this book belongs to, you can type your name in and then you become part of the story.
All right. Well, just remind us where we can get hold of a copy, or get to see it as it is from the Apple iBook Store.
Yes. So if you go to the Apple iBook Store, you could type in Gowdo's Gift. But the best way would be to go to gowdosgift.com. There's lots more information about it.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us, Eleanor and Trevor, on Radio Verulam today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
92.6 FM Radio Verulam. Traffic and travel news for St Albans.
And here's Neil.
A roundup of roadworks in and around the St Albans area, starting with Bushey. The High Road Service Road has ongoing road resurfacing, causing minor delays. There are minor delays on the Hayling Road, that's in Watford, due to ongoing road resurfacing. In Hemel Hempstead, Ballspins Lane, road resurfacing there, causing minor delays. And in Harpenden and Luton on the 1081, they are resurfacing the road, which is causing minor delays there also. And in St Albans, the A1057, that's the Hatfield Road, just by the city station, ongoing utility works causing minor delays there. So that's your latest roundup of roadworks in and around the St Albans areas.
Thanks, Neil.